Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Dr. Glovina Williams. I always get excited when I do this broadcast. I so look forward to the time that we can spend together. And I want to remind you, you can listen to these podcasts 24/7. You just take time to log on to Blog Talk Radio. And my handle is REVGLH. And I tell you, listen to it while you're shopping, when you're doing chores, when you're exercising. And I believe that something will be said that will encourage you and give you hope and let us look toward a brighter future. I am so happy to be with you today. I want to remind you that you're supernaturally anointed by God, and that you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God, and that you have faith to make life-changing decisions. Listen, and these decisions that you make, they're going to affect the lives of so many people. And as you give, guess what? It is just a law. You will receive more back. And listen, marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. I want you to step out on faith. I do. I don't want you to live in a world of doubt, but I want you to step out on faith and have a clear purpose and have clarity and precision of purpose. And then just take on that challenge and step out on faith. Often we really do not complete what we need to do because we lack clarity. And sometimes just the doubt and the fear of stepping out on faith. You know, I really want to talk to us today. I want to talk to us today about, you know, how do we finish strong? How do we finish strong? You know, many of you know that I lived overseas for 10 years, and while I was there, I did something really, I mean, absolutely really courageous. I joined a running club. Mm-hmm. I sure did. And they were so patient with me. So, you know, it was almost like a ministry, this running club, because, you know, they mentored you. They walked through the various, like, the type of sneakers you should buy and how to warm up. And even as they were running, and actually, can I throw this in there? Three of the runners were actually qualified for the Boston Marathon. So some of them were really, you know, what I call the real professionals. And here I am. I had very little experience, but I took on the challenge. And as I mentioned, they were so patient with me that they would come back, you know, as they would run, they would come back periodically, various individuals say, hey, how you doing? How's your breathing? Take your time. And sometimes they would just walk with me because I was new at this. So guess what? But as we got closer to the finishing point, they would say to me, Glovina, we have to be able to run all the way in. And probably this would be maybe a half a mile to a mile. Don't forget, I'm a new runner. And they would say, now, we've got to finish strong. And they would take off running. And guess what? They would encourage me, you can do it, you can do it. And we would always finish strong. And one of the results of this was that I began to feel a sense of accomplishment. Not only did I experience a sense of accomplishment, but as some of the other, because this was on and off a military base, but as others would see us running through what we call the gate, they would see me running and they would encourage me and they would see me throughout the day and they would tell me, they said, wow, I saw you running this morning. That encouraged me and it was really great to see you. So even when we finish strong, it is also an excellent example of leadership and it encourages others to do the same. So that's really what I want us to talk about today is, you know, finishing strong, how to cross that finish line, how to finish what we start, how to decide on a strategy, you know, get some type of informal proposal, begin, how to kick it off and how to continue, to go on and keep on continuing until you're able to finish and wrap up. Complete and bring some of those unfinished things or projects or areas in our life to an end, finishing strong, crossing that finish line. That's what I want to do. I want to really encourage you today. This is certainly not, as they say, a beat down. This is not an accusatory finger I'm pointing at you. I'm pointing you toward a feeling of fulfillment and completion. And that's what we're here for, to encourage you and give you a light at the end of the tunnel, to give you hope for the future. So I hope that today will do just that. So listen, when you're doing that, sometimes we need to just begin by, and you've heard me say it before, make a list. But I always say put a date on it because it is amazing when we go back and look at it. I mean the date that you write it down. When we go back and we look at it, it is amazing what we have accomplished. So I want you to put today's date on it, the day that you make the list, and just basically do a data dump. Yeah, you know, when we brainstorm in the business world, there are no wrong answers. You just throw it out there. So just do a data dump. All those things that you want to do, you wish you had done, you plan on doing, you need to do, it's imperative that it gets done. Do a data dump and just, you don't have to necessarily write them down, but however it is that you record, you can use your phone, your laptop, a pen and paper, however, but be sure to record it. And there are no wrong entries. Then guess what? Stop a moment and pray and ask for peace and balance. This is so we won't get overwhelmed, like, oh, forget it. There's so much on this list. No, stop for a moment and pray. Receive that peace and that balance from the Holy Spirit. As you have written out the list, review it and then extract the big rocks. I'm talking about the real priorities. And don't think that because it's small and you can get it done quickly that it is a priority. You know what your big rocks are. As you review that list, take out the big rocks, the things that maybe you've been putting off, that it's very important that it gets done. And, you know, it may be important or it may even be urgent. Important or urgent, take those big rocks out, okay? Now, it is tempting to do and take care of the small rocks, but yeah, hold off on those for a moment. You know, sometimes you want, let me do all the little things so I can cross that off my list. I want you to kind of ease away from that and begin to look at the big rocks. look at that list, and then under the big rocks, list what you need to do to get that accomplished. It could be something like initiating it by making a phone call. Some of you are saying, my God, why is she telling me this? I know all of this. You may know it, but are you doing it? Listen, maybe make a phone call, send an email, hit someone up on Facebook, make an appointment. How about this one? Just hit that send key. Oh, you could be shopping for something new and exciting. Put it in the cart. Yeah, you may need to register for something. Maybe you've been thinking about joining a particular organization, getting that membership application complete and paying for it, right? So this is what we want to really dig into, this completion. There's a cycle also of completion. Listen, there are things that we must get done. How many of us don't complete some of the things that need to be completed? It could be just that one little more thing that you need to do in order to complete it. There's something about incomplete projects. There's something about not bringing closure. We have to complete these things successfully, and we have to complete them in the now. Yeah, in this set time. I'm going to read a scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now. We need to complete these things, make that list, and begin to move forward, onward. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, it's going to become clearer as you make your list, as you begin to move forward. It won't be so hazy anymore. It will begin to clear our mind up. It'll begin to make sense. Space in our precious mind and our thoughts so that we can what? So we can look forward to new and better things. So if your mind seems a little foggy, hazy, a little murky, could it be that maybe it's a little bit too cluttered with things that we need to do? So this is one of the ways that we can remove the chaos, the disarrangement. We can kind of get things in order. Isn't that something? Our mind will even begin to come into order as we do these things. And I want to share with you also, I want to encourage you to step out on faith. I want you to think about even this. How about maybe some promises that you've made that you didn't keep? Some undertakings, some contracts that you've made, some covenants. Maybe you've given your word. Or you pledged to do something. You made an agreement. Hey, even something you may have promised yourself, it could be personally or it could be to others. But these are things that we need to also put on the list. Don't be afraid to do it. Don't say, well, I don't even want to think about that, Glovina. Go on, put it on the list. Don't be afraid to do it. Those unfinished tasks, they take up room where the new projects need to be in this set time. But that's okay. Remember, we still have some days left. I mean, even wherever we are, perhaps we're looking for the middle of the year. Maybe the example, can be we have like maybe 53 days before the midterm of a particular year. You realize what you can do in those many days? You can finish up some tasks and make room for further advancement, for further fulfilling of your destiny. See how I tied all that in there together? So that we can walk in the abundant life. Remember the scripture that says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. Yeah. Kill your dreams, steal your dreams, steal your joy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. In other words, the abundant life. So Jesus' purpose is to give us a satisfying life, not having all those little things hanging loose in our mind. I need to do this. I need to do that. Begin to move forward and onward. And, you know, sometimes we may wonder, why is it I can't complete or finish things? Sometimes it's just a mental block. We feel a little frozen, maybe fearful, scared perhaps, afraid that, well, I tried it before. You know, we kind of glance back at the past. I tried it before and it didn't work out. Hey, go at it again. Because it didn't work out the first or the second time or even the third time doesn't mean that God is not with you. It doesn't mean that this was not part of God's plan for your life. Sometimes we can have, it can be in our minds that we're unclear as to what direction to take. I know that's happened to me because, see, should I go this way? Should I do it this way? Should I wrap the project up? We can be unclear. I didn't say confused. We still maybe feel like we need a few more pieces to it. But if you will step out on faith, often the answers unfold as we walk it out. Yes. Imagine yourself on a path, and as you're walking, the crooked places are being made straight. You're understanding better. And actually, we learn as we walk these various projects through. We begin to get clarity of thought. It could be because we have emotional baggage. You know, maybe in our lives, someone has said, hey, you can't do that. We've never done things like that in this family. What makes you think that you can do that? Listen, emotional baggage. Begin to ask God to help you to let go of that. Dislodge yourself from those unhealthy emotional thoughts and phrases that come to our mind. How about the fear of making a decision? You're talking about what could block us from doing these things. Fear of making a decision. I think some of us have experienced that. And it's not always because you don't know what to do. Sometimes we feel like I'll wait because maybe I'll have a better idea. It's another way of wanting everything to be perfect before we step out on faith and move forward. Go on and make that decision, especially if it's not, most times it's really not detrimental. It normally moves us forward. Don't always wait for everything to be perfect. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I am trying to just move us and perhaps move something in our minds that may be blocking us, wanting everything to be perfect. Go on and step out on faith and experience something new, and it helps us to build courage. You know, get into that state of mind of completion, that it's already done. God has already done it for us. It really is already done. Yeah. And when we're finished with it, have you ever felt like, why didn't I do that sooner? It wasn't as hard as I thought. You know, simply ask, seek, and knock. Yes. Listen to Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives, and he that seeks, finds, and to the person that knocks, it shall be open. What is our excuse? Ask, seek, and knock. God, give me direction. Help me to have the courage to step out on faith. Well, you know, some of our beautiful listeners and handsome listeners are saying, well, I don't have a problem with that. Well, some of us are struggling in that area, and we're going to be patient as you step out on faith. Talk to God. Communicate with him. Let him know your deepest desires. Yes, he already knows that he's omniscient. But as was so sweetly reminded to me most recently, He wants you to speak it. He wants you to speak it out of your mouth. Go on. Ask, what do I need to complete this? You know, you're not the only one. Ask. There are many, many others. I heard someone say this one time. This may apply, it may not, but listen, he said, five things completed are better than 20 things half done. Somebody's chuckling right now. Five things completed is better than 20 things half done. So begin. Look at that list. Now you're making your list and just start working on that list. Bring out the big rocks. Bring out the big rocks and begin to work on it. There's so many examples in the Word of God of people that started something and completed it. Maybe they had to delegate. Maybe there was a period of delay. Maybe you had to wait for someone to respond back to you. That is, but maybe you could follow up with a phone call. Maybe to hold on to that proverbial saying, the squeaky wheel gets the attention, it gets the oil. And you know what else you'll be doing when you begin to get things done? You'll create what is known as a vacuum principle. Oh, the minds are ticking now. You'll begin to free up space. Yeah. Have you ever donated a lot of your clothes or appliances that you didn't need, and shortly thereafter, it was filled again? Yes. The vacuum principle. How about that? Make space for something new. And I'm going to encourage some of you. You know, sometimes I really don't feel like... Oh, thank you. I just got a beautiful message from Swan, one of my sons. Hey, listen, I want you to know that many times there are things we don't want to let go of. I said we. Mm-hmm. Yours truly. It may not hurt to maybe get a little mini storage. I'm talking about physical things you don't want to let go of. A mini storage until you can make up your mind to do that. Now, don't let it become a part of your life, just a part of another, you know, let's just leave it at that. Perhaps a mini storage can help us to move along. Think about some of these things. Oh, are there any listeners that have just too many cassette players? Yeah, I said cassette players. VCRs, yes. The old televisions with the big back on it, excess electronic equipment. Take an inventory. Clear out the old. Make room for the new. Yeah, think about it. Sometimes clothes you haven't worn in 6 months. I'm not talking about those special things like your tuxedo or an evening gown. I'm not talking about that. Not the special items. You keep those things, but the things you haven't worn in 2 summers, 3 summers, clear it out. You want something new. Sometimes we have to get rid of the old. Yeah. Sometimes we got to get rid of the old thoughts in order to what? Embrace the new thoughts. Say, don't get heavy on me today, Glovina. Now listen at this one. Let me read something to you. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, they are a new creature. What a word of encouragement. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Don't live in the past, especially if it isn't healthy. And even if you're just resting on your old successes, I want you to move forward and begin to look forward to brand new successes and new and exciting things to do. Let go of the old. I'm talking about the old that's not benefiting you, or the old that you have already learned from and enjoyed and you've gotten your use from it. Let's make it real easy. Maybe there's something, oh, I paid this amount for that, but have you gotten the use out of it? Be bold enough to let it go. Don't hang on to the old. Don't have what they call a poverty consciousness. Let go and know that God, He will supply all of your needs. So listen, Look at that list. You know what? Our time is almost up for this episode. Listen, incomplete, let me say that, incomplete keeps abundance from showing up. Oh, somebody said, I got it. I've got it now. Incomplete can prevent the abundance from showing up. So make a list of what you need to do. Do you need to finish the course? Do you need to pay a bill? Do you need to keep a promise? Do you need to acknowledge or renegotiate some of the promises that you've made? Yeah. Do you owe someone money? Does somebody owe you money? Do you need to cancel a debt that someone owes to you? I often share about I have an aunt, and at Christmas time, she sends cards to people that owe her, and she says, debt canceled. Wow, what a blessing. Yeah, old clothes you need to get rid of, garage storage. How about that junk drawer in the kitchen, the junk drawer in the kitchen? Listen, the backup computer files. How about some resentment that we need to let go so we can make room for the joy and the peace of the Lord? People that maybe we haven't forgiven, let's forgive them. Ah, yeah. Let's stop and let's just thank God. Heavenly Father, please reveal opportunities to us. Something we may have missed. We have about 50, sometimes 52, 53 days. We want to accomplish some things. Grant us the grace to be conscious of future opportunities. Whatever opportunities, Lord, the blessings, the breakthroughs, even those that we may have missed, we ask now for sevenfold restoration in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We know him as Jesus the Christ. Release wisdom for us, Lord, in abundance. Yeah, it's time for me to say hello to some folks before we before we close out. I want to give a great shout out today. Hey, I want to say hi to my mom. I want to say hello to my Aunt Steen, Aunt Jewel, Aunt Rosemary. I love you. Hey, Terry. Hey, Latoya, Fabio. I love you guys so much. Hey, Chu, Marlon, I love you. Hey, don't forget the oldest one. I hear you. Hey, Clarence Swan. Sweetie, I love you guys. Stacy, I love you. Carol and Cheryl, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to say hi, Stephen, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana, I love you, I love you. I'm sending you tons and tons of love. I want to say hi to Queen Jewel, Joy out in Texas. Listen, Cynthia, hi, I love you. Jackie, hello. How is it out there in Oklahoma? I want to say hello to Apostle Carolyn. I love you. Hey, love without limits. Keep up the good work. Peter and Cynthia, love you. Isaiah, hi. I want to shout out to Collegiate Training Institute. Thank you for your support. LaDonna, thank you. Hey, Michiko Yuji at the Family Church, keep up the good work. Pastor Jane, congratulations. Sheila, thank you. Keep singing. Beautiful songbird. Yes, I want to say hi to Betty, Black Pearl Beauty Salon, Naples, Italy. I have to shout out, hi, Judy. Hey, I want to say hi to Pastor and Prophetess Edwards. Hello, hello. If I missed you today, guess what? I love you. I haven't forgotten about you, that's for sure. Did I say hi to Dominique and Joshua, Josiah, and did I say hello to the six kings? I don't forget these things. I just don't have the time sometimes to shout it out to you. You're so wonderful, and I love you, and I want you to finish strong. You can do it. I know you can. Think about how I shared with you when I joined that running club. They'd say, come on, Govina, we have to finish strong. You can finish strong. Oh, my God. Remember, sometimes those incomplete tasks can hold up the abundance from showing up in your life. Thank you, son, for that beautiful reminder. All of you, you're supernaturally anointed by God. Yes, you are. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And you have faith to make life-changing effects in the lives of your others. And as you give, you'll always receive more back. Marvelous things are happening in, around, and through you now. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us in this episode. I love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.